Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice from the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources.
I wish the audience could see you read this stuff so well at such a rapid clip, with such proficiency,
yeah,
with such enunciation, with such a voice that makes me envious. I may have the hair that makes you envious, but
yes,
you've got the voice that makes me envious. Now, the test, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Midwestern has been our sponsor for some time,
uh-huh,
but it looks like we've got a little bit of new information coming,
yeah,
from Midwestern, and so you get to read the script. Now,
I haven't fully read it yet.
Let's do this.
I just copied and pasted.
All right. Well, there will be no editing,
so
no pressure. Tell us about Midwestern's new initiative, and let's see how well you do with this sponsor.
Well, they're helping you get in the field faster now, and they're serious about training leaders for the church. That's why they've created the all-new Accelerate program. In Midwestern's Accelerate program, students earn both Bachelor of Arts degree and a Master of Divinity degree in just 5 years of intensive study. That's a BA and an MDiv at the same time. This innovative residential program combines rigorous academic training with practical ministry preparation, resulting in one of the most effective programs around so that you can pursue your ministry calling as soon as possible. That's 2 degrees in 5 years, all in one program, the Accelerate at Midwestern Seminary. Take the next step by visiting mbts.edu/accelerate.
Boom. You did it, dude.
One take,
Jonathan. There's no, it's not just one take Tom anymore. And again, the listeners don't know that was not edited. I mean, that was just great. And before we go to our special guest this morning, I do have to throw a great thank you to our listeners. Jonathan, we passed a milestone on the day before we recorded this podcast and we went over 3 million downloads.
Yeah, incredible.
It is. And listen, you don't have podcasts without listeners. You don't have podcasts without sponsors.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, I can say that.
You don't have successful podcasts.
You don't have successful podcasts without listeners. So I just want to tell all of you listeners, thank you so much. I was looking at my Twitter feed yesterday, and I was looking at the comments about how people enjoy the banter, how people enjoy the interaction. There is nothing contrived here. There's nothing rehearsed. It is the real deal. So thank you to all of our listeners for allowing us to get to this milestone. How are we celebrating?
We had donuts.
Donuts, good.
I was going to bring in one for every download.
Every download.
But the store was, it would have cost me a fortune.
Obviously. I don't pay you that much either.
No.
You can.
So I brought one in for every 250,000, I think. Is that right? Yeah.
All right.
So I brought in a dozen.
Dozen donuts. Yeah, you had to think about that for just a moment.
Did that math on the fly.
We have a very, very special guest on our podcast today, and I'm going to let you introduce Jenny and tell us a little bit about her, and then we're going to listen to her.
Well, Jenny Catron is a writer, speaker, and leadership expert committed to helping others lead from their extraordinary best. Jenny's passion is to lead well and to inspire, equip, and encourage others to do the same. She speaks at conferences and churches nationwide, seeking to help others develop their leadership gifts and lead confidently in the different spheres of influence God has granted them. Additionally, she consults with individuals and teams on leadership and organizational help, and she is here with us today.
Welcome, Jenny. Great to have you with us.
So excited to be with you guys. I am one of those faithful listeners, so
really?
I'm so excited about that milestone. That's so fun.
Wow. Well, have you kind of downloaded like 500,000 of them and just repeated again and again to get us closer?
Yeah, I just padded the numbers for you.
That spike in Wisconsin.
There you go.
Spike in Wisconsin. You were wondering what all those new downloads were in Wisconsin. It was all me.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I love what you guys do, and I'm honored to be in the conversation today.
Let's pick up there. You're in Wisconsin. You've gone Nashville, West Coast, California, and now you're Wisconsin. Let's get just a little bit of your journey just to find out where you are right now.
Yeah, it's wild. But actually, Wisconsin is where I was born and raised. So we've come full circle. I was that kid who swore I'd never actually return home. Mm. You know, I had big dreams of being a city girl, and went to Tennessee and specifically landed in Nashville because I worked in the Christian music business originally. So that's what brought me there. But my husband and I were a part of a church plant and dove into ministry and served as executive director at a church in Nashville for 9 years on staff, a total of 12 years, and then went to the West Coast and served at a church in Menlo Park, California, And then we relocated back to Wisconsin shortly after I launched an organization called the Foresight Group, just spending more of my time working with churches and leaders on leadership development and organizational health. And you guys know this about me. I have such a passion for healthy leaders and what it takes to lead well. And ministry leadership, I think, is some of the most complex and challenging leadership environments we find ourselves in. So we decided that it was time for me to focus my energy on that full time. And being closer to family just felt like the right fit in this season for us. So I'm two doors down from my sister and my two-year-old nephew and their infant daughter, and two doors away from a dear friend. So just a really sweet season of being close to family and friends while I'm also traveling and working with churches across the country. So right now I'm feeling good about that move. It's summer, and so that feels great.
Yeah, let's talk in 6 months.
Exactly. Come January, I'm going to be seeing if you guys, you know, might be okay if I just come in office with you for, you know, a couple months.
We'll have a new office.
We'll have a brand new headquarters.
You will, yeah.
We'll be moving to...
So I do need to visit.
We'll be moving to... You remember the North Gulch area that used to be nothing but a scrap steel yard? Now a beautiful community that's developing about 4 or 5 blocks north of where we are right now in our headquarters.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah, it's so exciting. I can't wait to see it.
What part of Nashville did you live in when you were here?
You know, when we lived, just like most Nashvillians, we lived in about every area of town, but most of the time we were in Bellevue and Franklin.
Okay, great areas.
When we moved, we were in Franklin, so yeah.
All right, well, I'm a Franklinite myself, so we were at least neighbors in some of the sense.
Probably so.
Jenny, I really want to hit 2 or 3 major areas, and you can unfold this any way you want to. But first of all, let's talk about church leaders, and we can make that specifically pastors. You have been an executive director at large church, and you've gone from the corporate world of Christian music, and you've gone into the local church. You've already said it's a complex leadership situation. It's a complex organization. Talk to us just at the onset, just off the cuff, not scripted or anything, about some of the common challenges that you are seeing pastors and other church leaders face in this day and age. You're the coach for them. What are you hearing without divulging confidentiality?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that, that leadership is all about people. And so, you know, in the ministry context, we're certainly in the people business, you know, and people get into, or, you know, pastors get into ministry for the purpose of being able to invest in and help, you know, lead people ultimately to Jesus. But along with that comes the complexity of people are just messy, and we're, you know, there's a lot going on. And when we talk about the leadership perspective, and we're talking about trying to guide and lead people to, you know, towards goals or initiatives or a vision or a future, whatever that thing is that, you know, God has put on your heart, getting people to kind of follow and come along with us can be challenging at times. And I think that's what leaders really face, is that, you know, we have such a big heart and a passion for this vision that we have, but the reality of getting, you know, people to follow that is a lot more complex and difficult than we think it will be. It seems obvious and it seems intuitive to us because we're so passionate about this vision that God has given us. But the reality of moving people towards that vision gets much more complicated and much messier. And I think for church leaders that, I think for any leader, but especially for leaders in the church, that dynamic can be really challenging. And then a lot of times they don't have a lot of training before they go into a full-time ministry role that equips them for just the practicalities of leadership, you know, so everything from management to holding people accountable to having the difficult conversations, you know, we don't walk into ministry context usually very well equipped for that type of leadership. And so I think it startles people. And I think it really, coupled with the fact that I don't know any ministry staff or any church leader who feels like they're adequately staffed. You know, I think every church leader feels like they are understaffed and they're under-resourced. And that's just some of the dynamics of ministry life and context. And, you know, and I've been in churches of 50 people to over 6,000 people. And you never feel like you have enough staff or enough resources to do everything you hope to do. And so their time is scarce, and the challenges are complex, and that just creates kind of this perfect storm for ministry leaders to not feel like they have the tools, the education, the support that they need to understand what this leadership dynamic is and how to actually do it well.
And that's where the coaching comes in, right?
Right, right. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm such a fan of, and we see this, you know, we see it throughout scripture of, you know, mentor-mentee relationships where, you know, Jethro was coaching Moses and, you know, you have all of these dynamics throughout scripture. And yet in church, sometimes, I don't know if we're afraid it will, people will perceive it as we don't have, you know, that, you know, we're afraid of looking like we don't know what we're doing, or I don't know what all the fears are, but we're reluctant to say we need help or we need coaching or we need support. And I think the real critical thing for this is I love the fact that we're in a season where we have access to amazing resources. You know, we have tools like this podcast and a ton of the resources that you guys provide. But where I see it break down is we have more information at our disposal than ever before, but the actual implementation of that becomes the breakdown. And that's where I just think every great leader needs a coach. Every great leader needs somebody who is helping coach them through implementation and helping coach them through the next steps to figure out how to navigate this difficult staffing transition or how to launch this new ministry. And so I think for leaders, the recognizing that we need people who are in our corner and helping cheer us on and coach us is really, really valuable.
So the benefit of coaching is really more about the execution rather than the information.
I think so. I think I'm thrilled we have great information available to us. But where I see it break down is that the implementation. And honestly, I think, you know, I was guilty of this and am still guilty of this in my organization today, in that there can be so many different ideas and opportunities that you get kind of just information overload and you don't know how to move forward. And so that's the thing I think that a lot of leaders are lacking, that piece. You know, we will hire a fitness trainer to help us with our fitness goals. You know, we will hire a nutritionist to help us with our, you know, eating well. But sometimes we won't engage help on that implementation of, you know, leadership development or best ministry practices. And that's kind of the gap that I see with a lot of the leaders that I get to work with.
I was in conversation with a pastor who was about to enter into some type of facility building program. I don't remember the nature of it. And I asked him this question. I said, would you enter into this new endeavor without an architect and without a builder? And he said, great, of course point. Not. And I said, what do you think is more important, building buildings or building leaders? And yeah. I was making the point to him, don't be shy about seeking outside help, and particularly coaching. And I actually had to define coaching to him. I didn't give a precise definition, but I said, is somebody coming alongside you that understands what's going on in ministry, in life, that sees it from a broader perspective and can offer you insight, feedback, and perspective? Because many of these leaders only have the perspective of their own church, and you come in with this broader perspective. So yeah. I love the fact that it's execution. Let me shift gears for just a minute, Jenny. We can come back to any of these issues. I don't want to forget, talk about your book, The Four Dimensions of Extraordinary Leadership. Tell us a little bit about the background of that book. It's in the show notes for our listeners, but let's hear from yeah. you about the background and what's there.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that you asked that because it really, this book, I feel like, really shapes the heart of my passion for leadership. You know, the kind of defining moment for me about leadership and the significance of it happened when I was in my early 20s. I was actually still in the music business. And I really had kind of just, you know, really had a terrible leadership moment, let's say, you know, with the staff person who reported to me. And I really didn't handle it well. And I was completely oblivious to it. And my leader said to me, Jenny, if you want to work with people, you're going to have to learn how to love them and how to lead them. Mm. And, you know, it was a very simple phrase, but it stuck with me because I recognized that I was just using this employee as kind of a pawn in the great machine of Jenny Catron's success. You know, like it was like I just saw this person who worked for me as part of the big overarching machine that would help me accomplish my goals. And that leader, you know, kind of a mentor, coach in my life who said, Jenny, you've got to learn how to love and lead people. And you've got to get on a journey to figure out what that really looks like. So that became this, you know, this insatiable desire in me to figure out what does healthy leadership look like. And, you know, so I've read all the Maxwell stuff. I'm a total Maxwell junkie. And he'll talk about, you know, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And that idea that leadership is influence really got my attention, because if you look at the definition of influence, Influence means the power to change or affect someone. And the weight of that phrase got my attention, the power to change or affect someone. And all of us can think of examples of leaders who had the power to change or affect us, and they might have done that in a really healthy way, or they might have done that in a really harmful way. And that became this journey for me to say, you know, I've got to figure out what is healthy, God-honoring leadership look like, because if I have the power to change or affect the people in my sphere of influence, that is a sacred responsibility. Mm-hmm. That is an absolutely sacred act to be able to have the power to change or affect someone. And so I've got to understand what that looks like, and I've got to figure out how to steward that well. So that took me on this whole journey. Short story is, landed on the great commandment, you know, kind of core to my faith, where Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then, you know, love others is kind of the second part of that passage. And if leadership really is an act of loving others, then learning to love others with heart, soul, mind, and strength, learning to lead others with heart, soul, mind, and strength became the framework for me. And really simply, that's relational leadership, spiritual leadership, strategic leadership, and visionary leadership are the application of those four. And it has just given me this amazing framework to understand what does it mean to really lead others well.
What are some maybe of the roadblocks that keep leaders from developing those four characteristics?
You know, so a lot of what we talk about in the book is that we all are going to be naturally strong in one of those dimensions more so than another. So, you know, a lot of pastors are really strong in heart or our soul, you know, obviously the relational or the spiritual dimensions, but they might lack, when we talk about mind, I'm talking about that strategic part of you that has the ability to plan and manage and execute things. And when I'm talking about strength, I'm talking about vision, that ability to really, because a vision provides hope and it provides strength for people. So the, you know, visionary leaders really provide strength for their teams. But so typically a leader is going to be strong in one of those or another, just naturally by way of wiring, by way of personality. For me, I'm very strong in mind. I've already said I'm a get it done girl. You know, I'm one of those people that will help build out a plan and help lead to execution. But I can lack a lot of relational intelligence if I'm not careful. So the heart side of leadership can be a stretch for me. And so that's what I see for leaders, is that we have to define which one of those four am I naturally strong in, which one is harder for me to develop, and then I've got to pay attention to that, and I've either got to surround myself with people who can help me grow in that dimension. Because the other thing that is critical to me in this whole conversation is that when Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, he's implying that that is our whole being, that our heart, soul, mind, and strength is everything in us. So that is within me, even though it might not be my greatest strength, even though relational leadership might be a little harder dimension for me to develop, I really do think that it is in me. God has put that in me. And I've seen that grow. So to answer your question, Jonathan, I think that we just have to recognize where we're lacking in our leadership, because we're lacking somewhere. And then how can we intentionally seek to grow in that dimension so that the people we lead are getting the best of us.
Hey, as I was looking at the book, one of the things that I saw immediately was the personal leadership assessment that you offer with the purchase of the book. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that I don't want to call it just a hook because it's a great tool, but it is a great hook as well. It made me want to look even deeper. So tell us about the leadership assessment that comes with the purchase of the book.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a simple way to ask a series of questions and help you discern which one of those four dimensions are you naturally strong in, which ones it's going to rank them. You know, which one are you strongest in, which one are you weakest in? And then it just gives you context for even as you're reading or as you're thinking about your leadership. For those of you who are really strong in relational leadership, but you realize that you don't hold people accountable and that gets you in trouble and you have difficulty managing and leading your staff because of that, then we're going to give you practical tools on, okay, how do you develop that mind, that strategic dimension of leadership, so that, again, you're going to lead your team most effectively? Because I think extraordinary leadership emerges at the intersection of the four. When all four of those things, heart, soul, mind, and strength, show up, I think that we're leading from our best, and I think people are then obviously being led well. So the tool just helps you kind of identify that, and it's a great conversation starter with teams, Dr. Rayner. Like, that's my favorite part, is when a team will do the assessment together, and all of a sudden they go, oh, that's why you enjoy coffees with people. And I feel like you never actually get your work done. It's because you're so relational. You have such heart that you just love spending time with people. And then, you know, the operations people, the people who are more strategic and, you know, are behind the scenes getting a ton of the work done, you know, they're like, oh, it's not that you don't care about people. It's just that you, you know, you're such a planner and you have such process that you're really diligent about making sure those things happen and they actually help support the ministry. So it leads to common language and just shared understanding that can be really, really powerful for teams.
Walk through this with us. We have a nice size audience of pastors, church leaders, and lay leaders. And mm-hmm. they say, all right, I'm listening to Jenny talk about coaching, and I'm not really sure what's going to take place. So walk through, first of all, how do they contact a coach? How do they contact you specifically?
Sure.
What happens next? And what are some common things that will happen once they engage you? So let's go through, yeah. Start with the contact.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, best way to get in touch with us is our website is getforesight.com. It's the word get, the number four, the word site.com. And it's really focused on equipping leaders with the foresight for extraordinary outcomes. Like, I just believe deeply that if we can look a little bit ahead and we can really try to just discern where, what's going on and where we're going, that I feel like when we have that posture of praying for God to give us wisdom, insight, and discernment, that He does answer that prayer. And so that's the crux of it for us, is really helping leaders, you know, discern that foresight for the ministry that they're serving. So, you know, reach out to us. We follow up, and usually it's a quick conversation with me or with one of our team to just say, hey, tell me more about what's going on in your specific ministry, your specific situation. Sometimes we do one-on-one coaching, you know, so if you really feel like you need that personal coaching, or sometimes it's the whole team. And we say, you know what, then we're going to, and if it's a team context, a lot of times we come on site and we do some of these tools and assessments to kind of discern where's the team, you know, how are you working together? What are the strengths and weaknesses of the team? And then helping, you know, kind of map out a plan, really work to define what are the next steps? What do we need to define to help lead your team towards that goal, or lead you specifically towards a goal that you have in mind? And so that's going to be a mix of, you know, video coaching, some on-site, especially when we're working with a team. But it's really catered to who you are and what your team needs, because that's the thing that I feel like is so valuable, is helping understand what does your organization need and how can we best come alongside you and help you to do that. And my whole heart is, I want to be a support for a season, but then we want to release you to soar. We want to be able to come alongside you and be a support. And then, you know, hopefully we're investing in you as a leader in such a way that you have the tools to kind of soar for the next season of ministry. So that's a bit of what it looks like.
You have the track record. You have proven yourself in the local church. You have the book that is just outstanding, The Four Dimensions of Extraordinary Leadership. You have the organization, and now our listeners, Jonathan, have all of the information in the show notes,
yep,
of her organization, the book, all the pertinent information that we've talked about. Jenny, I wish we could talk on and on and on and on, but this has been a great introduction. And by the way, I'm grateful to Shannon Miles of Belay,
yes,
for formally introducing us, even though we knew of each other, for formally, yeah, introducing us. And love Belay. They're one of our key sponsors.
They're amazing.
And they're absolutely amazing people. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for giving us your time, and enjoy your coming back home reunion in Wisconsin.
Thank you. And thank you guys so much for all that you're doing to serve local churches. I am better and blessed because of the work that you guys do and the way that you equip leaders. So I'm so grateful, and thanks for the opportunity to be a part today.
You're kind, Jenny. Thank you. And thank you, Vander Blumen Search Group,
yep,
for being our sponsor.
Vander Blumen Search Group is the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped hundreds of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. Find out more about Vander Blumen Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
You know what I almost did, Jonathan?
No.
I know, that's rhetorical, but you could, well, you answered it anyway. You said no. Because we're looking at Jenny on Skype, I forget that this is only audio to the audience. I almost held up her book for the audience to see.
But
I got the book in my hand. Once again, The Four Dimensions of Extraordinary Leadership. And you've got the book in your show notes. You've got her organization. And I think church and church leaders will benefit greatly.
Getforesight.com and JennyCatron. jennyhart.com as well. And that's Jenny with an I. Thanks again for joining us today. Thank you, Jenny, for being with us. And we will see you next time on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.